KGMI Morning News Extra.
Talking politics and government. It's our weekly legislative updates. We do the Democrats at 7:50 each Tuesday, the Republicans at 8:20. And this week for the Democrats, it's 42nd District Representative Sharon Shoemake. How are you doing, Representative Shoemake?
I am great. How are you?
Good. We're getting close to the end of the session.
Yes, it ends hopefully on Sunday.
Okay. What's left to do?
We have a few things where the bills are going to the governor's desk, and usually when we'd be in person, we'd be going down and doing all these bill signings, which is always really fun and happy, but he's doing that on his own over video right now. We have some budget to get through, so we haven't voted on the final budget. The teams have been working together, working out the House and the Senate versions of the budget. And then there's some last strings that we're looking at. Privacy over the internet is one of those bills that we might see figure out between the House and the Senate. But the big one is discussing the Blake decision about when the Supreme Court decriminalized all drugs. We need to respond to that as the legislature.
Let's talk about that for a second. I know we didn't have it on your preview today, but tell us about that a little bit, to what that's looking like right now.
Yeah, there's proposals all over the map, and I'll be honest, I don't fully know what we're going to get into. What happened was they said that you can't. One idea was saying drugs are only criminalized if you knowingly possess them. That's the simplest fix. But we know that this hasn't really been working, and so we've been trying to move towards a system where people can really get access to treatment. I think that's really important, and I think Whatcom County has been a leader statewide on that with things like the crisis triage facility, the law enforcement assisted diversion programs. But we also still have to make sure that there's accountability. Even whatever we decide to do in terms of making possession a misdemeanor instead of a felony, there still has to be an accountability to someone who's creating problems in their community, who's creating problems in their family. I've heard from a lot of people who are ex-addicts, and they'll tell you they had a rock bottom, and it was that rock bottom. Maybe it was sitting in a jail cell, and that was what convinced them to get clean and fix their lives. And so we still have to maintain those consequences, but those consequences, if someone can get clean and get their life together, that doesn't have to follow them through the rest of their life where they can't get housing, they can't get a job, they can't get an education. That's really the way that I see these policies going forward.
Do you have any speculation if something along those lines will make it to Governor Inslee's desk?
I think so. We're really trying to beef up the treatment. There was a bill before this decision came onto us ensuring that we had that infrastructure for treatment, because right now there just isn't. If you have a family member that's dealing with an addiction problem, you've seen that there may not even be a place, even if you have money, to put them. And think about how hard it is if you don't have that money. So that's a really key component of it. And then the details of what possession counts as and what those consequences are, that's what's kind of being debated right now.
Okay. Shifting gears with our remaining time, you've been a supporter of regulating broadband as a public utility.
Yeah. Do you want me to explain what that means?
Yeah, it would be good. And talk about where it looks like it's House Bill 1336 kind of talks about that.
Yeah, so the idea of broadband as a public utility is you look back at our history and we decided, you know what, electricity is pretty important. We want to electrify everyone. And we did this rural electrification program. We decided that people, you know, electricity is a basic need. I think that's true for internet today. You need the internet to get a job. You need the internet for your kids to go to school. You need the internet. I used it to get a vaccine appointment. This is something that everyone needs access to, but we know throughout our county we really don't have that. Some places don't have internet and they don't have cell service. So the idea is that we're gonna use some public infrastructure to build those out to the parts of the county that don't have it. And I think that this is an all of an above strategy where we incentivize private development. Right now, the port has been building out kind of the trunk, and then individual companies can connect, and that's really great for incentivizing competition. One thing that we also see is that if a private company builds the trunk out to your rural community, then they own it, and they're the only ones that will sell you internet, and so you get their prices, and you know they don't even have to provide good service, but they can still charge you a large price. One of the things that we're doing in this recent bill is we're also saying that if public entities, especially the public utility districts, wants to build broadband, wants to provide retail service so you could actually buy your internet from the Whatcom PUD, then we're allowing that too. I think that there's some kind of beautiful symmetry there that creating the PUDs was our very first Washington State initiative, and that was about electricity access. And it happened in the 30s. Nobody knew the internet was coming, but of course now we're using it for that as well, right? And so we build these institutions, and we don't even know how they're going to be used almost 100 years later.
All right. Well, it's House Bill 1336. Representative Shoemaker, we're out of time. I wish we had more time. It's always great to hear what you have to offer, and I guess we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. Thanks for joining us today on KGMI.